So amongst the Rishonim, there's a fascinating Rishon. It's one that's going to come up a whole bunch in Maseches Pesachim a bit, and that is Rabbeinu Chananel. We've quoted Rabbeinu Chananel a couple times in Maseches Makos, as recently as yesterday and the day before. I wanted to speak about Rabbeinu Chananel. We referenced a couple of things about him, but to speak about Rabbeinu Chananel, why he's important, and to know what exactly he does. Because the more that we know exactly what he does, the more we could use him when we want to understand, you know, who he is, to see when he's quoted by Rishonim, why is he quoted a particular way. And I think there's a lot to gain from understanding of Rabbeinu Chananel. Let me begin like this. Rabbeinu Chananel is one of these figures that we are not sure how to place him. He's either the way end of the Gaonim, some write, the Chidah writes, some of the tradition that he learned from Rav Hai Gaon, or is he really sort of the beginning of the time of the Rishonim? He's the Rebbe of the Rith. He's the Rebbe of the Aruch. The Aruch, that Sefer, which is almost like a dictionary of what, again, with some other things, but the Aruch, he's the Rebbe of the Aruch. He's somewhere in between. Rabbeinu Chananel is the first, speaking of Peirush and Gemara, he's the first to write a systematic commentary on Shas. In the times of the Gaonim, they did not write on the Gemara itself a running commentary. They had Shuvas. They would sometimes answer particular questions. He's the first to write a Peirush on Shas. He's writing a Peirush on Shas. We assume it's at least on Moed Nashim Nezikin, those that are, and a little bit of Chula Nida, those that are more Halacha Lemaisa. It's not clear if he had more than that, but it's a real systematic Peirush on Gemara. He's one of the first to really write, and his influence is significant. He may have been a Rebbe also of Rabbeinu Gershon. We'll get that a little bit later. There are four sort of reasons, at least the way I would say it, of benefits of his Peirush. The first thing to know about his Peirush is that he tends to explain the more difficult sections of the Gemara. The more difficult sections, anything which is easy in his mind that you could read on your own, sometimes he won't translate it or write, like, I don't have to explain the rest of it, like that's Pashat. He'll explain many of the more difficult sections. The way he explains it, typically, is not by giving you, we referenced this last week, I think, like a running commentary of this word means this, but he summarizes sections of the Gemara, and that summary can give you insight in terms of how he understood or interpreted particular phrases in the Gemara. So he's very helpful in that sense. One of the things about him is because he comes, he has Mesoras from the Gaonim. We quoted a couple weeks ago that the Gaonim didn't write on Shas. The Meiri explains because they knew what the meaning of the Gemara was. They were in line enough with the Mesora. They had interpretations for that Gemara. So when Rabbeinu Chananel explains things, so it's often based on Mesoras. And he's in that Tkufa where suddenly people are speaking less Aramaic and need a little bit more help. So Rabbeinu Chananel, number one, helps understand certain things in the Gemara. Number two, Rabbeinu Chananel is very important in the world of Psak. He's quoted by the Rif. He lived like in the late 900s to early 1000s, I think. Rabbeinu Chananel is a Talmud of the Rif is a Talmud. The Rif is one of the most influential as far as Psak Halacha goes. When Rabbeinu Chananel's Psakim get quoted by the Rif, get quoted by Tosfos, get quoted by the Rambam, they also matter for Halacha, we'll see later, because of his impact. If Rabbeinu Gershom is somehow coming from Rabbeinu Chananel, and Rabbeinu Gershom impacts Rashi, that means he impacts the world of Rashi, and Tobas quote him also. He impacts the world of the Rush. If he's the Rebbe of the Rif, he impacts the Rif, and the... is an amazing work in a second, but he also impacts the world of Rambam potentially also, meaning he's massively impactful in that world of Psak. And he often tells us how he paskin. He focuses more on those sections typically that are a little bit more Halacha L'maisa. The third thing he does, which is really important, is Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa of the Gemara is sometimes a little bit different, and his girsa is viewed as being incredibly authentic. Incredibly authentic. The Magid Meisharim, the Magid told Yosef Cairo, this divine source, told Yosef Cairo, he said the Rambam al pi rov is always correct because he had the more authentic girsas, the girsas that come from Rabbeinu Chananel and Rav Hai Gaon. His girsa tends to be very, very significant. He has these traditions about the exact right way of saying it. Rabbeinu Tam even had a lot of give and take. We ever speak about like very intense machloksim. Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Meshulam had give and take. Rabbeinu Tam once said to Rabbeinu Meshulam, you know, I think that one of the reasons why you're wrong is because you invest enough time in understanding Rabbeinu Chananel and his girsas. That's really where a whole lot comes from. Rabbeinu Chananel. This is one of the reasons why the Rush even writes that when the Torah quotes and the Rush often paskins like Rabbeinu Chananel because Dvarav are Divrei Kabbalah. He has real traditions that come from the Gaonim. He has real traditions of things that were not in text that he was able to get. The fourth reason why Rabbeinu Chananel matters so much is that Rabbeinu Chananel often quotes Talmud Yerushalmis. It's not clear which Rishonim had and have Yerushalmis, but if I'm learning a Gemara and I want to know is there a relevant Yerushalmis, Rabbeinu Chananel often brings in Yerushalmis. Rav Lopiansky once pointed out, I think, that he searched over 300 times Rabbeinu Chananel, his papers that we have, quotes a Yerushalmi. I saw this morning that in some of the Hakdamas of the Sfarim, they point out that he often quotes Yerushalmis, even not by name. So it's not only the 300 which you can find when you search for Yerushalmi, but he often quotes and references Yerushalmi, which is one of the first people that we have to do that, to talk about comparing Bavli Yerushalmi a little bit. That's all in Rabbeinu Chananel. So it's explanations of the Gemara, the way that he paskins, the girsas that he would have, and his bringing in of Yerushalmis. Those are at least four of what I would say the main things he does. We have Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of our Gemaras, especially in Seder Moed, Makos, other places. They started putting out Mosad Rav Kook a bit, as well as, I don't know if this printing house is, these are the ones that I have. This is put out through Machon Leiv Sameach. They put out different copies or editions of Rabbeinu Chananel, and this is important to know. And the Maseches Pesachim, as an example, the Pesachim edition, sometimes the gears of Rabbeinu Chananel in that is not always entirely accurate, can be off a little bit, and we have certain things that are missing that now we have the manuscripts, which they printed with more Rabbeinu Chananel. So if you learn Rabbeinu Chananel, and something seems like a little bit off, so that could be because you are stam misunderstanding Rabbeinu Chananel. Fine. It could sometimes also be because of some sort of a girsa issue. This edition has to be fantastic with some really good, great footnotes, but there's a lot of very important Rabbeinu Chananels that get quoted that are certainly important to know. So his impact is massive in halacha. The Shach points out in Chosh Mishpat and Siman Membeis, Shekol Divrei Harach Divrei Kabbalah Michach Mehashas, that there are those who claim that he had real mesoras going back to like Amorayim and Tanayim, passed down through Bava. Like he had real traditions, which is why people are much more hesitant, sometimes straight up rejecting Rabbeinu Chananel, because he's not theorizing, he's working based on his particular Mesoras, and he has his Talmidim, again, who are very important, that the Marshal writes in the Tshuva, that the Aruch and the Rif, maybe Rabbeinu Gershom and some others, are really important. The reason why the Aruch matters so much is that the Aruch is in many ways the first real dictionary of words in Gemara, which means that when people interpret Gemara, they're often interpreting it based on the Aruch. And the Aruch comes from Rabbeinu Chananel. A lot of the Aruch even may have been taken Rabbeinu Chananel, even when it doesn't say Rabbeinu Chananel. Like the whole thing is like the Mesorah of Rabbeinu Chananel, how to interpret words. So a lot of our interpretation of the Gemara comes from Rabbeinu Chananel. I believe that there are some who suggest, if you're ever learning sometimes, you come across a little bit of a Mechudash Aruch, you ever come across an Aruch which is a little bit original, something that's good to look up Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel may have had different gears in the Gemara or a different pshat, which sometimes can shed a little bit of light. But we saw this even in Makos, when he says, like, in quotes, a Mesorah from the Gaonim, Atshiazimu etz Atzman, that the Edom Zomen have to be silent in the face of that. Those are old traditions that come from the Gaonim, which he was able to bring. He did write some other Sfarim also. We have Rabbeinu Chananel on Chumash, but we don't really have the original Rabbeinu Chananel on Chumash. They put out, but it's quoted by Rabbeinu Bechai, by the Ramban, and by others, this Rabbeinu Chananel on Chumash. Rabbeinu Chananel was an immensely, immensely significant figure. He, again, even for introducing the idea of writing a Perish on Gemara, which to us is like the most, you know, obvious thing, he's the first to really systematically do that, and in that sense is certainly very, very important.